As the newly crowned king of the dwarves, I must warn you, this episode contains adult themes and language.
Matt, what happened last time?
The Kangorilla attacked and was going to make off with Jack until he had a cunning plan.
Woo!
And Misty stepped into its pouch, which perhaps wasn't the best idea. But between Magnus stabbing and shooting it and the return of Crack and a little timely help from some wild magic, they managed to tear the creature to pieces. You run through the portal in terror.
Reluctantly, because I realise I'm fulfilling my own destiny, but sure. Reluctant terror. As opposed to that really wanted terror.
This is not the terror I paid for. Jack, what are you going to do?
I suppose I'll follow him in. Maybe a gentle saunter rather than a terrifying sprint.
You run through the portal.
I mosey through the portal.
And you hear heavy, thudding footsteps behind you.
And now I start to run.
There it is.
You also hear a bestial roar. I'm not going to do it because it will hurt my throat.
Roar! Oh. It's fucking roar!
It's a giant Gordon Ramsay.
48 seconds it took to derail this completely. I roll survival to make the lamb sauce.
Can you both? There's not really a roll for this, is there? Just you want to just run.
Can you both just fucking run?
How far can you
athletics?
Run?
Athletics?
Yeah, let's see if we can do.
I don't know why I've offered you this. Check. Strength, you mean?
An athletics check to see if you guys manage to not stumble over anything as you sprint in a mad dash.
Oh, shag 'em out, lad. 11. 9 less than 11.
Oh, dear. Okay.
That's quite bad.
So, Magnus, you sprint full pelt, darting over rocks, like kind of like vaulting over small shrubs, which is a bit weird because they're just small shrubs. You could probably run around them.
Looks cooler, though.
I wish I could have done an acrobatics check. That's flipping over shit. But...
Well, we can add. You can. I'll say that you could have flips in there.
Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah.
You like sprint half up a wall and then do a flip over like a rock. Ooh. Instead of running around the rock.
Nice. Can you smell what he's cooking?
No, because unfortunately, when he turns around, he sees Jack has tripped on an exposed root in the floor and skidded 10 feet.
He is an exposed root. Magnus, help! I've fallen.
And as you hear this and you hear him skid, do you turn to look?
I turn to look.
Would you like
I'll have a look.
Would you like to know what you see?
I would like to know what I see.
You see a huge beast on two legs.
Okay.
With a long tail.
Right.
Two small arms.
And other than Jack, what is there? So is it a T-Rex?
It is a very T-Rex looking creature.
Oh, it's going to be like a cross with a goose and it's a G-Rex or something.
Again, it wasn't, but now it honks.
It's also naked, so it's G-rated.
G-rated G-Rex.
Okay, is it a G-Rex?
Yeah.
I kind of love it, though.
It's literally just a T-Rex until you get to the head and it's just got a goose's head. And it's
I love him.
You see the G-Rex bearing down on Jack, and he is about to go in for the kill.
Gonna get pecked like a breadcrumb. I don't know if we should try and fight this, or if I should just try and get you out of here. I don't know if I have a choice at this stage. Fine. Can I try and distract it? Go on. No, you keep running. Leave me to die.
All right.
Clearly, he has a plan.
It's okay, Magnus. I have a plan.
Okay, I'll give you guys one action each before we roll for initiative.
I've run.
So you
he
run.
He told me to go. You're
full dashing. Well, how far can you get on a full dash?
On a full dash, I can go 60 feet. Well, if I use my cunning action as well, I can go 90.
There you go. You can go 90 then. Okay.
I'll weigh that.
Speed's doubled for a dash, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously I can do it twice.
Okay, cool.
So I get an action.
You get an action. And then we'll go into initiative rounds.
I'll only go 60. I'm getting far enough away.
You're like doing that half jog where you're looking back
I just need to keep my distance. I know I'm quick if I do need to get out of there. And I don't know what's at the end of this cavern, so it could be worse. Chasm, sorry, I meant it's like a gully, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bum gully. Oh, yes, the bum gully.
Full of goose turds.
Although I did realise when I was editing that episode that the bum gully thing we keep referencing was actually from when we were streaming Minecraft.
I know.
It wasn't a podcast.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
So for those who don't know, there was just a giant gully in Minecraft and we were playing it and it just became the bum gully.
Well, it was a bit shit. That was what. It was the bum gully.
Yeah, we get full in it.
What's even funnier about that was I wasn't even playing with you guys. So I think I'm the one that started it. Yeah.
Just stuck.
Yeah, we need some fresh blood in
it. Some fresh
blood. Would you like to apply to be a nerd?
Could the G-Rex make me a wisdom saving throw, please?
You can certainly try. Let me just roll this. 10.
It's paralyzed. I cast Hold Monster.
Roll initiative, everybody.
Oh, that's not very good for me. 13.
That's not very good for you.
17.
Do one. That's my one thing. I'll set those other things.
Right.
I can concentrate on this for a minute, so we could just run if you want to.
Okay. But we don't know where we're running to.
Away from the Jira.
Yeah, I got that. Maybe we should.
Well, what I will say is, it is Jack's go first.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, you say what you decide.
Okay. Well, first things first, I'm going to move 30 feet further down.
So you're going to stand up first.
You stand up, and then I'll move 30 feet down there.
15 feet.
Sorry. Yes, I will do that.
Anything else with your go? This is a new round, so you do have an action again.
Let me just read this through again, make sure I'm not missing something glaringly
obvious. Oh, what level spell is...
Oh, it's a fifth level spell.
Oh, let me just roll on this wild magic table.
Oh, no.
Oh, this again.
Matt, plus.
Right, I have rolled... A 73.
Which means absolutely nothing to us. You laugh every time.
I do because
they're all hilarious.
They're all really funny. Okay, I'm going to roll...
Oh, no.
There's three of you, so it's a d4. Or actually, no, I could do a d6. So
there's not three of... The G-Rex isn't part of the party.
Well, that's part and party, really.
Well, I'll roll that again because I didn't actually say 1 to 2... Jack, it's you.
Okay.
3 to 4, Magnus.
Hits the floor.
5 to 6, G-Rex is something. I don't know. 4, Magnus. You are poisoned for...
Is it a chips or us?
3 hours.
3 hours? What does the poisoned effect do?
That means you take disadvantage on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, stop casting spells.
I'm a wizard.
Well, you should have thought about that.
I'm a wizard.
Let me just...
You have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Oh, that's boring. Okay.
Do you not have something that can end the poisoned effect on you?
Maybe.
Wasn't that the Stone of Conviction that we no longer have?
No, I thought I gave him something else.
You did give me the Outer Essence Shard, maybe?
It might have been that,
but
yeah.
I haven't attuned to it, so... And I obviously have... I already have 3 magical items, so...
Ah.
Waff, honestly.
Well, you're poisoned then. Anyway, Jack, yeah, that is you then, isn't it? Your go still.
Yes, I will. Right, what do you want to try and fight it?
Or do you I've now run? Got disadvantage on everything.
So we should run then.
Yes.
Right, in that case, I will use my action to dash and I'll get further up. To
okay,
where
so another
is.
30 feet, so another 45 30 feet.
Yep.
The way I'm envisioning this is Jack has fallen over, turned around, blasted this spell, which is like...
Ruined my day.
Which is like paralyzed this monster, but you can see like part of the magic is like bounced off and just smacked Magnus in the back of the head as he's running away. It's just like
just made you feel a bit sick.
Wow.
Sorry, Magnus, old buddy. Old
you're not sorry.
To be fair,
I can't control the wild bit of the magic.
Does Magnus know that you did that? Because if he was running away,
I think he'd probably assume
something bad and magical has happened to me. I wonder how that happened.
I'll tell you what, well, I could roll an insight.
Yeah, let's do that.
14.
Yeah, what is your deception, I guess? Or spellcraft? Do some arcana and see if
I can arcana.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make it so I don't know?
23. Yes, because you'll just get upset with me. Yeah, 23.
Yeah, you have a suspicion, but you know, like...
Just before it hits me, it's like, Magnus, watch out for the goose breath.
Feeding you false information about the abilities of this monster.
I don't know if you know, but G-Rexes have poisonous ability. They've got venomous spurs like the platypus.
Okay, I fully
I'm
believe...
I'm adding it in.
I fully believe that it was the G-Rex that did it.
Jack, if you're doing anything else with your go?
That's me done.
In which case, it is Magnus's go.
Well, I'll keep running then.
Yep.
I'll Mario Kart, I think. I'll double dash it. I'll go the full 90.
Okay.
It's like the full Monty, but you leave your socks on.
You can leave your socks on.
Unfortunately for Jack, a G-Rex can move 50 feet in a turn.
Not if it's paralyzed.
Oh, yeah, it is paralyzed. So at the end of its turn.
At the end of its turn, it gets to do a wisdom saving throw.
Which it will do.
It can't be that wise, can it? It's a goose dinosaur.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
It's a dino goose.
It does have a +1 to wisdom. What is the save, DC?
Well, what did you roll?
Well, I rolled a 16 and I got a +1.
Oh, son of a bitch, a 17.
Okay.
Well, I bought us a turn.
Yeah, it you can see, like, the effect of the spell, like, kind of crackle and fall off of it slowly, and it starts shaking its goose head and going,
oh my god.
I am quite far away now, though, aren't
I? It's angry. Yeah, like you're like 150 feet. Feet, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But bear in mind, if this can there's dash as well, there's a bear in your mind. Watch out for the mind, bear. Like
a real urge to eat salmon.
If this creature decides to dash, it will be able to go 100 feet in a turn.
Well, I've got... That still gives me 6 turns ahead.
It does, to be fair. You're probably fine, because also you're going to outrun the other person in your party.
I haven't got to outrun the goose. I've just got to...
God damn it.
As he missed his steps.
Jack, it is your go.
So you say it has a 50-foot ground speed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer concentrate. How close to... You went 90 feet?
I'm 150 feet away from the goose.
Okay, so you're too out of
the
touch,
G-Rex.
Out of touch range of me, yeah, then, basically.
Yeah.
And the way you've just worded that has made me realise I need to change something about this.
Why?
Because you said the ground speed of the goose monster. 50 foot, of course, it's got wings.
Oh, no.
I don't think you described that. You said it's just got the
You've only seen
beak.
It from the front.
What? Well, are they bum wings?
It's just got one wing on the back.
The bum wing.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
I'm going to move. No. Pointless. I'm going to cast Fly on myself.
What level spell is Fly?
This is a 3rd level spell.
Okay. I have rolled a 88. Let's see what that is on the wild magic table.
We go back in time, obviously.
You know what? This is really bizarre. You're a 1 and a 2, Jack. Magnus is a 3 and a 4. The creature is 5 and a 6. You cast Fly, and you also cast Fly on Magnus?
Okay.
Right.
Literally is, you cast Fly on a random creature within 60 feet.
That is weird.
Okay, so...
So you are now both flying.
Take to the air, Magnus!
So am I running and looking back, and then I look round again, and I'm like,
you're
shit!
Like 20 feet up in the air.
So is my fly speed...
The same as your walking speed.
Yeah. I take it we don't know how long this is going to last.
60 foot of fly speed.
Oh, 60 feet. Yeah, yep. 60 foot of fly speed.
Can I dash fly? I think I can.
I believe you can.
So I can now go 180 feet around.
In the air.
I, of course, hold my sword out in front of me like a torpedo.
Absolutely. You that's can, amazing.
I like to think that you can just about hear the borderline sound. Hold on. How long is a round?
6 seconds.
So that's 180 feet.
180 feet a second. That's very fast.
180 divided into 6 is 30. I don't know why I need to calculate that. So 30 feet a second to miles per hour.
So 10 meters a second.
It's 20 miles an hour. It's not crazy.
Okay.
It's pretty quick for someone
quite
just
rapid.
To be...
For somebody that's literally not moving their legs.
Yeah. It's like a mid-sized sedan.
out of nowhere, a mid-sized Adair.
So I'm flying at 20 mile, 20 and a half.
Half
miles an
T-Rex,
hour.
Half mid-sized Adair.
You thought it was a goose. It was just the one of the car.
Just someone drives around in a fucking 4x4.
Right, that's relatively.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
So I'm going to use my 60 feet of movement to fly towards Magnus as he rockets off down the canyon.
I would hardly call 20 miles an hour rocketing.
You're going slower. I'm going slower.
I don't know why this is a very specific reference that's come into my head.
Oh yeah.
But it's not even a reference. It's like the speed that it would look if you were trying to make a budget Harry Potter movie with a green screen.
Like the scale's not quite right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm all for that.
Are you doing anything else with your go, Jack?
I've cast, I've moved, I can't bonus, so no, that's me done.
In that case, it is Magnus's go.
I want to gracefully turn onto my back as I fly and just fire an arrow at the goose.
Okay, you are, what, like 300 feet away now? Did you move? Oh, no, were. That was last round.
Yeah,
wasn't
I'm 150.
So you're still 150. I think that's within your range of your bow, isn't it?
I get disadvantage anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
So it's neither here nor there, really. So, yeah. That means that is a 15?
That hits.
Excellent. It's just disadvantage on the, it's still normal damage, isn't it?
Yeah, still normal damage.
It's not 1v1, unfortunately, so it's just my flat damage. So that's some 9 damage.
Yeah, that's still damage.
That's some damage.
And also you are like 150 feet away from it. So
well,
anyway.
And I'll use my bonus to dash once. So I'll go a further 60. Oh no, we're flying now. So I can go 120.
Yeah.
And I've got, so, but I want to do it all in one. So a picture, I'm out in front. I roll onto the back. Fire the arrow and I don't stop. I just then turn rack round onto my front and carry on.
If you're flying that way and you fire an arrow that way, do the velocities not cancel each other out and your arrow just drop to the floor?
I imagine 20 miles an hour when you're talking about an arrow is nothing.
I don't know.
20 miles an hour versus the speed of an arrow?
Like speed of
an arrow. They travel up to, they're going like 200, compound bows, 200, 150 miles an hour.
That's quite fast.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's going faster than you. You're jealous.
It's going 10% slower. I mean, you could take 10% of the damage off if you want. Thanks, mate. Whose fucking side are you on?
Yeah, but just physics, though.
You rolled that to hit, so that was part of that was you putting enough strength into
to
counteract
this 10%.
It. Yeah.
To be fair,
because you always
my movement
give
110%. Was separate as well, so. Technically, I fired, then moved, carried on moving. Just stopped in midair. Just carry on.
Okay, because stopping from 20 to 0 and then immediately accelerating to 20 again is perfectly safe.
Oh my God.
The nerds do physics. Do, do, do.
I was going to say, you take 5d8 of inertia damage.
Oh, Jesus. No.
The more you know.
5d8 recurring.
As your insides become your outsides.
Yeah, but it's okay because I've got that like fishy chemical smell. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't on the podcast, was it?
I was pointing out that apparently there's a fact that I might have made up or it might be true that there's a chemical that you find in fish that is what helps them survive at depths, which is what makes them taste fishy. That's the whole thing.
And I think there is something fishy about that fact.
Yeah.
Sus.
I want to say it's like formaldehyde, but it's not that. It sounds similar.
Fish maldehyde.
That's it. It's formaldehyde, but it's actually spelt with an F. Formaldehyde's like a... Isn't that like...
That's the preservation fluid.
Does that taste fishy?
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to drink it, to be honest.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of Googling.
I'll try and get some.
This is one of these episodes.
Fish. Fishy. Chemical. Trimethylaminuria. Oh, that's a lot of words.
Trimethylaminuria.
There you go.
I think that's what that says. You are quite far away.
This is the other thing. And this is another... Some people naturally produce this chemical as well.
Fish people.
No, yeah,
in Innsmouth.
But that's why some people have a fishy smell. It's like a rare...
Oh. Yeah. So they're not just Dagon worshippers.
This a rare disorder in which the body cannot break down the chemical, and it has a very strong smell similar to rotting fish.
That's grim. Yeah. I'm so sorry for anybody that naturally produces that.
Yeah, that is.
But we would be the perfect medium for that because they wouldn't have to go anywhere. They could just listen at home, stinking.
And we'd still love them.
You're
just the
still
same.
Welcome to listen. Just
there's also a disease where you called auto-brewery syndrome, where you. Your body automatically ferments carbohydrates.
Oh, yep, I think I do that.
So like you eat bread and then you get drunk. Because apparently I was reading the story about this guy who kept getting pulled over and he's like, I don't drink.
That's like, amazing.
But it's just like, you had a baguette today.
Like, he's got a Subway sitting on his leg. It's like, literally, it's like, that's an open carry, Laura. Do you get different types of drunk? Like you get wine drunk or beer drunk. Does he get like Belgian waffle drunk?
I want to get Belgian waffle drunk. That's amazing.
Does that just turn back to the thing of like British people, if they put anything before like any word.
He's been absolutely waffled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anything can mean drunk. Oh, it's been absolutely wooden tabled. Like, it doesn't matter. It just means drunk.
Oh, he's been on the Twiglets again.
Got that real
Marmite drunk.
I mean, it's yeast, so it's gone full circle.
That is disgusting. No. Done with it.
Oh, no, I'm going to put this out there. A slightly savoury Marmite-y beer, I don't think would be horrible.
It would be like a stout.
Mm.
I'm not against the idea.
And I'm not saying like a real strong Marmite, but I'm just saying that sort of that umami saltiness.
Yeah, I can see it working. It'd be like someone dropped peanuts in your beer.
Isn't peanuts in your Coke as well like a really big thing in some
Coke,
yeah, in some states.
Huh.
I think it's one of the southern states.
I'd have to be a fucking state to try that.
So anyway, D&D.
So what else does Magnus do other than break the laws of physics?
Well, that's it. That's enough for one day, I think.
There's your episode title.
Yeah.
Actually, there's so too many to choose from.
There
one
is
already.
A lot, yeah.
In which case, it is the T-Rex's turn.
G-Rex.
Sorry, the G-Rex's turn.
It's the Goose Rex.
Mr. the Goose
the TG Rex.
PG-13 Rex.
Runs 50 feet towards...
Runs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you is know, it, stomps.
So it's still 55
not
feet
not flying.
Away from me.
It's not flying
okay.
yet.
They don't have to get a run-up, do they?
But I'm just imagining the real like goofy, ploddy, quick, flappy legs.
Oh
as it's
my
trying...
God, yes.
I'm imagining like when you charge in Untitled Goose Game and the neck goes down like it's combat starts.
But you do see something strange happening to the G-Rex, as if under its skin there's movement.
What?
Don't like it.
Full of bees.
Roll me a perception check, both, if you please.
Okay. At disadvantage, though, isn't it?
Yes, for you.
Okay, that's not too bad. With disadvantage 23, I'll take that.
Oh, fucking hell. What? I thought my dirty 20 was impressive.
I rolled a 14 and a 13 and I have plus 10. So,
shag a mallard.
Bloody
I wouldn't,
hell.
It will really piss him off. Gross,
that was my cousin.
You see that something strange is happening to this creature that appears to be making it change.
Okay.
From your experience of being in the Harrowed Lands, you think that perhaps it's magically mutating somehow?
Our experience from being in the Harrowed Land, which is limited but horrendous.
Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of experience in a little amount of time. Yeah, you see that something is changing within it.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll on the table to see what it is.
Oh, no. Bloody table.
It's not the wings.
Okay.
But it does start...
It's got a hairball.
And then something fires out of its mouth towards, and I'm going to roll.
Please be anti-poison. Please be anti-poison.
Towards Jack.
Oh, no. Is this a spell?
It's not a spell. Let's see.
It's a vom.
Supernatural ability or whatever it would be.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Like it's intrinsic to it because it's now capable of doing this. Mm-hmm. A fireball. It's not the spell fireball.
Okay.
So he's going to try and roll it to hit.
What, for a fireball? Shouldn't I be running a deck safe?
It's a projectile that it is firing.
Oh,
it's,
I see what you mean.
That is a ball of fire. It's
right.
Not a fireball.
Okay, I understand.
Does a 14 hit you?
It does not.
The ball of fire slams into the canyon wall and a load of debris goes across your vision.
I knew one of us was going to make the cheese joke. And I was just like, it's not going to be me this time.
You're actually in Cheddar Gorge.
Oh my God.
What is happening?
I mean,
this place is madness.
It is inside.
At the bum gully of madness.
No.
The cleft of insanity.
That is all the creature does this turn. But you see that these changes are happening to it, mm-hmm. so stuff's going to get weird. Okay. It is then Jack's go. The creature is now, what, still 250 feet behind
I think we should
Magnus
just keep...
and Jack's, what, are you, were you like
45
there? Yeah.
Just keep powering on, right?
I think so, yeah. I might hurl cantrips back at it just to chip away in case we do.
Yeah, well, I might do the bow thing.
Yeah, bofa.
I knew that was coming. I'm going to fire both of these arrows at him.
Damn it.
Okay, so I'll fly 60 foot. Actually, I'll do this first because I think I'd need to be in range of it. Yeah, I do. Can it make an intelligent saving throw for me,
oh,
please?
I very much doubt it.
Good.
Oh. I got a natural 20.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
A moment of cognitive clarity for the GM.
With its -4 that apparently doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I shan't mind sliver it then. I shall 60 feet fly further away.
I don't know why this happens every time. I'm just like, it's got a -4. This is a formality. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because if it's got a -4.
But a 20's an automatic success, isn't it?
They, okay.
Disgusting.
Right.
So literally anything else, like yeah. 1 in 20 chance. Yeah, try again next week.
Okay. I'll try again in 60 foot time.
Magnus, then.
However,
oh, no,
sorry, that was a cantrip, so I will misty step 30 feet as well.
And I'll roll on the wild magic table, shall
we? Do it. Oh my God. That's a second level slot for misty step.
I just love how frustrated you're getting.
Because it's just like every time... Every time you do something that doesn't necessarily need to happen is has the potential to blow up the universe. I fucking hate you. I'm not doing the podcast anymore. It's just traumatic at this point.
And as a sound person, you're going to love this one. For the next minute, you must shout when you speak.
If you guys clip the mics for the next minute, I'm done.
In this episode, we hate Oliver, apparently.
Any shouting, I need you to move at least a good 10 inches from the mic.
Jack, would you like to do anything else with your turn?
No, I'm good.
Magnus, it's your go.
I'm not speaking. I'm just going to fire my bow.
It's only Jack. You're fine.
Okay, yeah. Good. I think I will fire the bow. How far away am I now at this point?
You're like 250 feet away.
It'll be disadvantaged, but I'm disadvantaged anyway, so whatever.
I think it's up to 600 feet.
That's a miss.
Or is that longbow?
No, it's 300 feet, I think we worked out. I've got it written down somewhere. No, I haven't. I think it was like...
it's 700 feet, I don't know.
I think it was like... I want to say it was like 6280 or something like that.
That sounds correct.
And just for anyone who's...
It's 8320.
There you go. So people that don't know, that means I can fire up to 80 without any negative effects, and anything past that, up to 320, I could do it, but with disadvantage. But I have disadvantage anyway.
And beyond that, you just can't.
And you can't double disadvantage, so it doesn't really matter. So it's I miss, because I got like an 11.
Did you miss?
I'm going to guess an 11 misses.
Yes, you do miss.
Okay, and then I'll dash 120 feet further. Okay. I've slowed down a bit.
You're staying about 300 feet ahead of it. Can we just say that just for the...
No, I'm trying to go.
Oh, well, you are
going. I don't
want
to fight it. I want to go.
Okay,
if we can fly, if we can literally fly the fuck away.
So you're 370 feet away from it now.
Yep, I can't hit it, but I can't hit it. It seems anyway. So, and when I can, it does like 6 damage. So, like, that's my adult response to that.
The T-Rex... runs another 50 feet.
G-Rex.
Sorry, G-Rex.
Isn't G-Rex like a character? Or is it like a gecko? Hold on.
No, are you thinking G-Rex. Of Gex?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'm thinking of Gex.
G-Rex doesn't bring anything up.
G-Rex Gaming is a League of Legends esports team.
Oh my god, I love their logo as well.
Well, I don't, because it's not got a goose on it.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that, please. And that will be my go.
Would it be a TG, because it's a Tyrannosaurus goose?
Maybe.
Or is it a Goosasaurus Rex?
Well, yeah, because I don't know, because I mean, it's just the head is different, you said. And now you've added a wing on the back. And God knows what else you'll add.
It currently doesn't have any wings.
Okay, cool.
Currently.
Currently. Don't like that. Okay, yeah, that's me.
Okay, so it's moved 50 feet up. So how close is Jack now?
I don't know. That was so close.
We almost need like a timeline to work this out.
Yeah. So you were 45 feet away.
Yeah.
And then you moved 60.
So I was 105.
So now you're 55.
Yep.
Okay. And now I'm going to roll on this table again.
Can I just shout at Jack? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'll just be like, Jack, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I suggest you do the same.
I'm coming too!
He tries to fire a fireball at you again from his mouth.
Oh no!
It's not an inappropriate reaction to that, to be fair.
No, it's not.
Does a 17 hit you?
Oh, not for shield. Wait, what did we say? What was the...
The rule was, we don't give you the number. You need to... I suppose that means you need to always have...
I just want to see what happens if he rolls on the wild magic table again.
I believe I said it was everything up to second level and higher. Let me just double check what I've got here. I just love that it's just triggering you so much.
Triggering? Mate, I'm going to pop.
I'm going to use all my spells.
One of them is you get spell slots back, second level and above.
Okay, so shield's fine.
Honestly,
then.
Him getting all his spell slots is literally the worst one, because it means he's going to do it again.
I'll fucking do it again.
It's just like, now there's 20 rolls on the table which might wipe out the universe.
Look, wiping out the universe isn't on the wild magic table, I don't think.
I think there's some pretty horrendous ones, though.
To be fair, this isn't the one from the book.
Okay.
Yeah. I've changed a few of them because...
You don't want the universe to be wiped out.
Yeah, and also some of them just don't make much sense.
Right.
Your shield, the ball of fire bounces into this invisible shield and just goes bonk, whoosh, and goes directly up in the air until it disappears.
Ha ha, great success!
I don't even look round.
You see that the creature has this weird schlorping kind of under its skin happening again, but nothing seems to be happening quite yet.
Why's everything got a slorp?
It's my favourite word, clearly.
Yeah.
How could you slop?
That's a deep cut. But yeah, that is all it does. It doesn't have any bonus actions or anything, and it's not close enough to try anything else. So it is then Jack's go.
Okay. Well, I'll try and mind sliver it again.
Okay.
So if it wants to make me intelligent saving throw, because I attack its mind!
All in, that is a 3.
8 points of psychic damage, and you're at a minus d4 on your next saving throw.
Okay.
Depending on how close you get next turn, because I'm going another 60 feet.
Sorry, you were really quiet then, I couldn't hear
you. I'm going another 60 feet! I don't know why I'm so loud all of a sudden!
Your character isn't shouting that, you're not Kron.
No, I think he is. Oh, I need to put that on the table.
Oh my god. You have to Kron run, everyone. You have to Kron.
No one say it. Like, let's just leave it there.
Magnus, it's your go.
I use all of my action and my bonus to...
So another 180 feet.
180 feet,
which means you're now 550 feet away. When does it
not see me?
Is the canyon straight? Is this like the trench run in Star Wars?
It is like the trench run in Star Wars. Okay.
There's a small vent up ahead.
Maybe if you get around behind the G-Rex and get up as exhaust port.
Why have you turned off your targeting computer?
Now I'm imagining the G-Rex looking like the Barbara Streisand from Star Wars.
You do see another 200 feet ahead of you. The canyon does turn sharply to the right.
How sharply? I said I'm still only going 20 miles an hour. Yeah, like it's not like
insane speeds.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're going to slam into the wall and die. You can quite clearly just curve around it.
Like, it's a speed.
Even if it was like a hairpin bend, you could just stop and turn.
It's like going a good commuter speed on a bike. Like, it's not crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't intended to trip you up. That is just a line of sight break coming up.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you like to do anything else with your turn?
Nope.
Flip him off, maybe?
Nope, I don't want him to see me. I just want to get out of there.
That's your go. So then, did we do Jack?
Yeah, it's the...
Yep, T-Rex again.
It's the G-Rex, yeah.
The G-Rex, sorry. I just keep thinking Granny-saurus when you say G-Rex. I don't know why.
It's fine.
It runs another 50 feet, and you see now that something is happening under its skin.
Stop!
Come on, where's that six? There it is.
Why is it being so gooey?
You see wings start to sprout from its back, but they don't seem like they would be big enough to allow it to fly very well because it's a massive G-Rex. So it starts flapping these wings and it starts like hovering like a foot or two above the floor, mm-hmm. falteringly and kind of like run, bop, dashing. And seeing that it's starting to pick up speed, it uses the dash action and goes another 50 feet and is right up in your grill now, Jack.
Oh, shit.
And then it's your go. It would be quite terrifying, to be fair.
I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. Right, I'm going to cast Tasha's Mind Whip, I think. Rolotham's Psychic Lance.
I'm assuming I'm rolling on the table for that.
That's
that
a fourth level spell. Yeah.
I hope I'm far enough away now that they will be contained to him. Unless he just, of course, destroys the world. Like...
No, he doesn't destroy the world.
Oh, God.
Your skin turns a vibrant shade of blue.
Right.
You're now blue.
Why am I allowed Smurf? Is this permanent?
Yep. Until you are... A remove curse spell is cast on you.
Oh, my God.
Time to repaint that mini.
Haven't painted him yet. Good thing, too. Magnus, I'm blue!
Dabadee,
dabadee. I don't know what this is going to throw. Ah, okay.
Yo, listen up! Fuck's sake. Could the goose please make the G-Rex make me a intelligence saving throw?
And then minus four,
minus D4.
The D4 is a 3, and I've rolled a 12, so 9, so 5.
Ace. Right. Roll of him psychic lance. On a failed save, the target takes 7d6 of psychic damage. And is incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Ooh.
12. 17. 26. 33. Points of psychic damage.
Okay, and he's incapacitated.
And it is incapacitated. At which point, I am going to fuck off 60 feet.
You see the creature... And just for the dramatics of this, I'm going to say that the canyon wall turning, it was like 100 feet further back. So, Magnus is around the corner. Yeah, Magnus is around the corner. Jack, you're now around the corner. The G-Rex, falteringly trying to take off and jump and picking up speed, suddenly gets incapacitated and slams into the wall because it can't stop.
Is there an explosion for no reason?
You know what? I'll roll on the table.
Oh my God.
Go on.
You're not going to move. I rolled a 7. 7 and 8. You cast Fireball as a third level spell centered on yourself. Fucking explosive.
That's fucking amazing.
So this creature slams at like 20 miles an hour into this canyon wall and starts crumbling down, and all of a sudden it just.
The Nerds.wav D&D podcast is an actual play podcast with players interacting with the world to create an improvised narrative. All additional homebrew elements, unless credited, have been created by us here at Nerds.wav. If you'd like to interact with us further, you can find us in all the normal places under the handle Nerds.wav, that's Nerds, D-O-T, WAV, or our email nerds.wav@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.